Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So, how are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah, right. I'm doing great.
So, we have a question about women in the workforce. What conditions do they need to meet, Muslim women, that is? And, you know, are there any restrictions? What are these things that need to be known for women to be able to work in outside the home?
Okay. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam wa rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walahu ba'd. I think it is important to recognize that women being in the workforce, being part of building the society and working, is not something foreign to our history. It is not something strange or not something just in the modern days happened, but it is something you will find from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find in his time women worked, had business, and starting with Khadija radiallahu anha arda, she had her own business, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked for her, traded on her behalf, and that continued after Islam as well. For example, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said about Khalita that كانت لها نخل, she used to own a farm, and she used to go and watch the collections of the, you know, the when crops, they harvest the dates and things of that nature. So you will find Ummi Atiyah said, I was with the Prophet ﷺ in seven wars, and I used to work taking care of the wounded and bringing water. Women work with their husband, like Zubair and Asma.
Yeah.
They work together in the field. You will find Umm al-Shifa used to sell perfumes. You know, one of the Sahabiyat used to make food after Jumu'ah. People after Salah, they come and eat. Even one of the Sahaba said, one of my favorite thing about Friday is that I go eat at her place. It's like what we call today, like a restaurant type of.
Yes.
Mu'ad, actually, the one who sold perfumes. Umm al-Shifa is one Umar radiallahu anhu appointed, as Ibn Hazm mentioned, to be and look after the market and see what people doing in the market, correct, cheating. We know the story of the woman who used to sell milk, and she was in the night tried to mix the milk with water, and Umar heard her. So what I'm saying is, from the early time, you will find women played a role in building, in contributing to the workforce. The general rule, that the rules that apply to men and women are the same when it comes to work. The nature of work has to be halal. It has to be safe environment. Also, here there is one extra thing it has to be taken consideration, which is that when women work, that also has to be with an agreement with her wali, her husband. She just don't ignore her because she's a wife and she is a mother, you know. She just say, you know what, I'm not going to be, I don't care about the house, I don't care about children, I'm going to go work. No, it's something that has to be approved and agreed upon between her and her husband before she go to work. Also, as we know, there are certain restrictions when it comes to certain rules for women and men. For instance, the issue of khalwa and, you know, I know it applies to men.
Khalwa means being alone with a man. Right.
But also a man is not allowed to be alone with a woman. And these things, a lot of time I get questioned about them. Also, for example, if this job were required from her not to have her hijab or cannot maintain her hijab, in this case, this will not be allowed. The dress code is different from men and women. But in the vast majority of works, I believe, it's possible to accommodate the Islamic ruling, in my opinion, except maybe in certain element or certain areas. So these are judged by itself, like individually.
Case by case.
Right. But also one of the thing is the issue of traveling, because the majority of the fuqaha, rahimahullah, said women not allowed to travel without mahram. So if this job required for them to travel without mahram, Allah, this will not be allowed. Another thing that I will add to this, as long as the job will not affect negatively her role as a mother and as a wife. Because you know what? Your children have nobody else. But that job that you do, there is someone else will do this job. But your children, nobody else will raise them better than you.
Right.
And Life is not just about money. It's just not about making money. You know, for me, I always would love to see my sister working, but not because of career and, like, you know, or making money, as much as it is about, first, it build high self-esteem, it contribute to society in general. But if this is in the expense of losing your children and not taking care of your children or your husband or your marriage fall apart, that's not a good trait. And that's not Islamically correct. If it's about working, so I became like nid, I became like, you know,
a rival
to your husband. Yeah. And you know what? I make money like you and no different between us. Mm-hmm. That's also wrong, Islamically not correct.
Right.
Final point I want to say in regard to woman who is working. If she works, there has to be a clarity and agreement. This is my advice to anyone about to get married, to make sure that you discuss this before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not like surprise.
Surprise. Yes. Hey, I work. I want to work. So we agree on this. What's going to happen with our children? Have this conversation with your husband so we'll not have a conflict later. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, if you're going to work, are you going to contribute? What kind of contribution financially are you going to be doing to the house?
That's a very good point here.
Yeah. So if there is agreement.
Islamically, we know that the husband is responsible for all the necessary, the main major expenses of the household, right?
Yeah. So if she works, he's still responsible.
You're right.
But he's not responsible for the expenses associated with your work. So, for example, if you're going to be traveling, gas, car, you know, you need a phone, you need a laptop for your work, this became on you. And also, it will be something that it may be agreed upon. If you're going to work, you contribute a certain amount of money to the expenses of the house, since you earn it, or to the children, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's something should be discussed as well, so there is no dispute. Allah forbid, in a case of divorce, if she'd been working and contributing to, for example, paying the mortgage or paying the car payments, you know what I'm saying?
That should be sorted out.
Sorted
right?
out, because in divorce, she cannot say, you know what, you have nothing, or after death, this is her own money and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ. So everybody has his own earning, and that's their own money. You know, I know we say, your money is your money and my money is my money. Then she would say, and my money is my money and your money is my money, you know, but Kahari laughing.
Okay.
So, but you know, I'm happy to say that to my wife anyway.
Yes, that's wonderful. Now the ayah that you mentioned is really interesting in this context, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to men is that which they have earned, and to women is that which they have earned. That means there is a subtle indication that there may be a time where women will work. From the context of the, I don't mean it's really the direct connotation of the ayah, because it could be that she earned it from inheritance or something else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth mentioning this as well, Shia. I don't know if you come across this, but there is this notion that says, since I'm earning and I'm contributing money, like him, mm-hmm. the husband has no any more qawama in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because Allah,
al-qawama,
it means he's in charge.
Right.
You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in charge because the money that he takes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, because of what they spend, is not to limit the qawama to this
right.
reason.
Yeah. But not restricted to this.
Yeah. It is one of the reasons.
Right.
And subhanAllah, yani, generally speaking, in my experience, when you ask a man, why would you want to work and make money? He said immediately, so I can take care of my family.
Right.
When you ask most of women, actually, who want to work first, why you work? She said, so I can take care of my stuff. I don't need to ask my husband anymore about
yeah,
my stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. But also,
So it's about my stuff, while the man is about the family. So still, even when she works, in my opinion, he is responsible. He is the one who should spend on the house. Let's assume he doesn't. He does not lose the qawama, because al-qawama is it happened inherently because he is the husband. And it's exactly like if I hire someone to take care of the children, like a babysitter,
mm-hmm.
and I have someone to get a formula milk, does not take away your status as a mother.
That's very, very true, yeah.
Because inherently that status of you are is preserved.
Right. And nobody questions that, by the way. Yeah.
So I think it's important for us to keep that. Sorry to make the answer long, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I don't want to prolong it, but there's this, that because you mentioned that when you ask a woman, why would you work? She would say, so I can take care of my own stuff, which is true. But I have asked many women that why do they work? And they say it's for their security. Because sometimes with what they see sometimes in broken marriages and being in a state where she's divorced and has no other recourse but work. So she finds herself, you know, equipped with the ability to work so she can really protect her family and protect the household when it has already crumbled because of the divorce. So I think that's another answer.
There is a lot of woman work to contribute to the house.
Right.
100%. No, I have no doubt about that. To help with the expenses. Life is very hard these days, expensive. So I'm not excluding that, but I'm saying it's a common thing that you find as well.
I mean, and there are a lot of single mothers who really find themselves obligated to, you know, to work. So that's another, that's for another conversation. Jazakallah khair, was really very insightful.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.